The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Hey, Dar.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, after meeting with that bounty hunter, I was thinking, like, we should try to get you some guns, right?
I could kiss you.
Well, no, you don't have to do that, but
I mean, I could. Every other part of me knows not to.
Sure.
Because you disgust me, but
okay.
I love this suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to keep this secret from Nermi.
I'm afraid that if anyone aboard the ship acquires munitions, I am obligated to tell Junior Mission Operations Manager Nermi.
Be cool.
It's for our own protection, though, right? And it's for our own looking cool.
I'm afraid this has been designated a diplomatic team, which means we are not allowed to carry firearms of any kind.
C-53, here, I'm just going to appeal to, like, the logical part of you as a droid. Like,
there is no non-logical part of me.
See, perfect. Great. Like, think about the number of missions we've gone on where we've been in legitimate danger. The Keck attacked. We almost got killed by a Kula and the Kula's daughter. There was the time that I was high on dust and my eyeballs were literally on fire.
Sorry to interrupt, but it's my monthly cleaning, so I'm just gonna self-clean my floors and my windows and all the engines.
That's fine. What do we need?
Don't mind me. All this liquid is gonna just start washing itself.
Bargy, it's very hot liquid, though.
I know. Hey, do you want a clean ship or do you want a clean ship? I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Do we need to stay in here?
Yeah.
Bringing in the soap?
Bargy, can't you just do this when we're on our next mission? We're not on the ship.
I'm sorry. I'm scheduled to do this every month, okay?
But
do you want a dirty ship? Huh? Do you think I'm a dirty ship?
No.
You think I'm a dirty ship?
That's a line from one of your movies.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. There's just some moisture running across my vocal modulator. It's a little unusual for me.
Are you not waterproof?
Not 100%.
That seems like
an oversight.
That seems basic.
Okay, adding in more water.
No, stop. Just Bargy, hold on.
It's a defect that they fixed in the D-series of droids, but the C-series is still quite waterproof.
Oh, no. What if you just took your cube out and then just, like, let the body sort of do whatever?
I suppose I could do that. Would you like me to take out my cube?
Can you do that?
Removing cube?
No, stop. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Plek, what have you done?
I don't know. He was gonna do it right away.
Obviously you have that control and power over him.
I'm just gonna put the cube back in.
Oh, come back!
Whoa!
Ambassador Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager.
Shit.
Nermit Underlord.
Oh, crap. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, Nermi.
Listen.
Hey, wait, you seem a little down.
What's wrong?
It's not a work thing, so it's not important.
I love that it's not a work thing. Please tell us what's going on in your personal life.
I don't know. I had a family reunion over the weekend, and you know how it is. It's just, like, when your siblings are more successful, and I have, like, you know, like 106 siblings, and they're...
Whoa!
Nermi, is there something wrong on your end? Your holo is super glitchy.
I don't know. I sort of feel like Bargy's cleaning routine did something strange.
She said it was monthly,
so.
That
monthly. I'm gonna now add some body moisturizer.
Bargy,
no,
that
stop.
Routine.
It's a peppermint flavor that
Bargy,
I had to
you
keep
knew
a clean
that that routine.
The refreshing smell of
Listen, something's wrong with C-53. We gotta do something.
C-53?
Yes?
Okay, just first I want to say, Pargy, the class of ship that you are was nearly outlawed because of the materials that were used in the cleaning fluid. You know this.
What? That's...
Okay, it is true. I will admit, I used to do filthy movies, okay? Everybody knows I used to do those filthy films, but that does not define
me. Oh, my gosh.
Is it bad? Should I be concerned that a lot of it got, like, in my eyes and mouth?
Probably.
All right, scrubbing down.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
Whoa. Here's the thing, guys. You guys are so worried, but I kind of like this new C.
I mean, I sort of do too, but he gets real close when he talks to you.
It's honestly very alluring.
Is my closeness an issue?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to send you 30 different droid repair shops. I hope you're near one. Here are all the coordinates.
Seems like too many options.
Time for perfume.
Oh. No, that's worse than the soap.
See, how are you doing with all those?
I am 350C. Donacol and problematic Galatians Roid.
Shit.
Man,
it's getting worse.
Fun to party with.
No, Dar, something's clearly wrong.
We should skip finding the droid repairman.
I disagree.
And we should go party.
Okay.
Okay, shaving my exterior.
That doesn't make sense. That does not make sense.
Pilot Hark Tardegast. I'm somehow still alive in my stasis pod after ejecting from my downed fighter. I must have hit some kind of atmospheric winds that are keeping me aloft, and I gotta say I'm feeling great because I have a healthy supply of RX Bar whole food protein bars. Tough call, but I'd say chocolate sea salt is my favorite flavor. Delicious. No, wait, maybe coconut chocolate. In any case, RX Bar's core ingredients are the key. 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds. With no BS like added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, or preservatives. It turns out real food ingredients actually taste really good. RX Bars are great for breakfast on the go, a snack at the office, to throw in your bag for the plane, or if you're me, as your last delectable intake before crash landing behind enemy lines on the surface of an alien moon. And wait till you hear this. You can get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/Zix. ZYXX. If you enter promo code Zix at checkout, that's rxbar.com/Zix, promo code Zix. Oh, the winds have changed. I'm going to chow down on one last bar before I meet my end. Tardegast, switch off!
Hello, hello. Welcome to my shop.
Hey.
Do you want to... What are you here for? You want a droid? What do you want?
Hey, listen, my droid is, I have a question. Are you
what?
Where are you from?
Huh?
What? Can I ask you where you're from?
Huh?
Yes.
What?
I'm asking where you're from.
Where I'm from?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Flervian. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
Great. What do you want?
Listen, we're just here to get our droid fixed.
Oh, a C-Series. Look at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of these. I saw it in a dirty movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. It's disgusting. They were like protocol droids mostly.
Oh, well, no, they used to be sex bots.
Yeah, it was protocol slash...
What?
Yeah.
They were sex bots.
I didn't know that.
A C-Series? You got a good sex bot there.
Oh, okay.
And RC is pretty old, so...
It probably was in a bunch of sex stuff.
I must warn you, Ambassador, etc. I have not used that functionality in many years.
You don't need to warn me of that. That's actually a good thing.
Wow, he said that right in your ear.
Yeah. All right, I see what's going on here. Yeah, just give me a second with this C.
Okay, sure.
Steffi! Take him in the back!
Who is Steffi?
It's my sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, Dad, take him in the back.
Hey, so why are you here? You strike me as a guy that might need a loader droid. Yeah.
A loader droid?
Yeah, like a lifter. Like a lifty loader droid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like lifting stuff. Is it? And the whole droid's whole job is lifting stuff?
He doesn't have to be a lifted droid. He can, Hey, what about a gun droid? You guys want a gun droid?
Yeah. This sounds good.
Now we're talking.
We put some guns on the droid.
We were just talking about guns.
Were you?
Yeah.
You know, also, if you just had guns minus the droid, we could talk about that.
No, it comes with the droid. It's
okay.
Part of the droid.
Sure.
Here he is.
Oh.
Wow.
Good morning, mother junkers. Genital shot.
Oh.
Genital shot.
Oh. How did he know where your genitals were, Tar? I don't even know where they are.
And you wouldn't know where they are.
No,
of course you don't know where genitals are. Virgin.
Okay, that's... It seems...
No, I like it.
What a gun droid, right? What a great gun droid.
I guess so. I don't know.
Let me put it this way. I'll give you the gun droid, and I'll fix your friend all for the same, like, for one price.
Don't trust this Flurbian mother jugger. These big-nosed Flurbians are all cheap as hell.
All right, that's a Flurbian stereotype a little bit.
Just take it.
Hey,
yeah,
just curious, what's this bot's name?
That name is B69420.
Now, is that an actual name?
Suck my wires.
Okay, all right.
It's not. It's a gun model.
Okay,
it's a
gun all right,
model.
Sure. You know
a
what?
Let's. Gun model.
I mean, I guess, yeah, we'll take him. I mean,
I'm giving you a deal here, you know?
Yeah, dude,
good deal.
We're just gonna...
Boss, you sell the roast droid?
Shut up, Steffi, shut up.
It looks like you're selling the roast master droid that you're trying to get rid of.
I'm selling the loader droid and the gun droid. Why don't you go get the C model? Bring it out.
We had a loader droid and a gun droid?
Steffi.
Hey, it looks like you guys are having a personal moment. We're just gonna take the droid and leave you alone.
Oh, and Steffi, you want to bring out the C model?
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, we're all done.
You fixed him already?
Wow.
Ready.
What was the problem with C?
Water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
water. It's real wet inside.
He was a wet robot. You don't want a wet robot.
You can't put a cube wet back into the frame.
I was
going to
say, would you say taking out the cube was the issue?
Yeah, only a jucking idiot.
Okay, all right.
The frame itself is pretty watertight, but you can't take the cube out when it's like...
Which one of you mother juckers took the cube out?
That was definitely me. Yeah.
Man, where'd you put the cube? Let me guess. In your defecation hole?
No. This guy's funny. This guy's funny.
I like this guy. All right.
Great. He's yours now. He's yours.
Okay,
goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Much appreciated.
Bye.
Wow, what a nice couple of guys.
Oh, yeah.
C-53, how are you feeling?
It is good to be back to normal.
Oh, that's great.
Ambassador Jack Center.
Oh, that's great. Well, I don't know if you saw, we picked up this loader and gun droid.
A B-class droid.
Oh, yeah, B69420. Time to start loading and lifting. Yeah!
That numerical designation is not anything with E-class droids.
Oh, man. B69420.
He's really flexing his arms a lot.
Now
he's thrusting his hips.
B69420, do you like work out?
I load for fun, recreational purposes only, bro.
Cool. How does that work? You're a robot, like, so your strength is sort of the same. There's kind of no reason to do that.
Oh, his impression of you was so good.
Yeah, well,
he's got you.
Yeah, he kind of zinged me.
Target.
Well, in any case, B69420, I'm happy to have you on board. We're going to go on missions together. We're going to go to different planets. It's going
to
be great.
We're going to go to different planets. It's just like homework. Who is this jugging guy over here?
This is Ambassador Clint Dexter, a Tellurian ambassador for the Federated Alliance. All hail the Federated Alliance.
If only you were wearing underwear, I would hang you on the wall by then.
Oh, man.
I do not have underwear.
But what if you did, though? That's what's hilarious about it.
Well, I wouldn't wear any pants over it, so it would look fairly unusual.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention he'd leave some oil skids in it.
Is that how that works?
No, I don't have an oil pour to that particular location.
Hmm. I'm just kidding, C-53. Let me get a high five. Too slow!
Oh, man.
Just initiated my high five protocol. It took
way too slow. Way too slow.
Hey, B69420. What were you doing before you were in that droid shop?
Oh, I don't know. I've been rebooted so many times, I can't even tell you where I start and where I end.
Oh,
as far as I'm concerned, I used to hang at a smoke-filled bar and rip people new defecation holes.
Okay, wow.
Very cool.
Yeah, we usually...
metaphorically speaking.
Sure.
But there was a brief period of time when I was literally putting new defecation holes in people. I was a medical droid first.
Whoa, that's... Really?
Yes, my job sucked. Shit everywhere.
Jeez.
Some species are born without defecation holes and need to have them installed.
Is that true?
That is true.
I had one installed.
Wait.
There was no reason for Bargy to have one installed, but she did have one installed.
Bargy, I've been polishing my lower half to your videos forever.
I got a fan right here. I knew it. I knew it as a fan. How you doing? How you doing?
This narrow hallway makes it feel nice that I can hit all of your walls at once.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, C, how is it that you have a bolt, but B69420 has, like, literally no filter?
I was assigned a restraining bolt upon my inclusion into the Federated Alliance. All hail the Federated Alliance.
I mean, yeah,
with the restraining bolt, knock it off and cut loose every once in a while.
Now, that's good advice. That's good advice, C-53. When you got wet, I was definitely worried about you, but, like, you were pretty cool.
Oh, Plek got somebody wet? Fat chance.
This guy! Oh, wow, what a guy!
Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Oh. Hey, Nermit. Hey,
hi,
cool.
Nerm.
Hi.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of help on the ship. We got a free droid. Can you believe that? From the Flurvians at the shop. They gave us a free droid.
Introduce yourself, B69420.
What's up, Mother Jucker?
Oh,
it's me, B69420. I do guns, I do loading, and most of all, I rip new defecation walls. And who's this douche on the video over here?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's our boss. This is Nermit Bundeloy. Hey, Nermit, we got a new droid.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no free smunch?
There's no such thing as a free smunch?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you took a free droid. Obviously, this is not a loader droid. Look at it.
Look at the guns
what?
On this
look
guy.
At what? Look at these chucking things.
Yeah. Gosh. B69420, you know that it's not an actual droid specification. See, you can do that, right?
I informed everyone of that immediately, and everyone chose to ignore it.
Oh, well, at least you're fixed. You're fixed.
Hey, Nermie, suck my restraining bolt, for Chuck's sake.
This guy's on the ship.
For what it's worth, Nermit, he's pretty funny. Like,
yeah,
we're having a good
great.
Time.
Okay, this is not authorized. If my superiors find out that you have an unauthorized droid without a restraining bolt, we don't even know a specification.
You're not a boss, then why the junk are we listening to this guy?
Obviously, I have a boss. Everyone has a boss. Even,
B69420.
Oh, great. I'm gonna call you back, and you better have dealt with this, okay?
Okay, Nermit. You gotta excuse Nermit. He's not usually that uptight. I think he's having a hard time with his family. B69420. Can I shorten your name, or do I have to say the whole thing every time?
I know. 69's a mouthful, huh?
I got that one. I understood it. You're funny. This is a funny bot.
You can call me Big Papa Lover if you'd like, if it's easier.
Yeah, it might be a little easier.
That was a reference to one of my films.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
I guess organisms have a thing called incest. It's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
I fell in love with another ship that was my brother.
Really?
I know, it's in a movie.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
You would just guess from the title, though, that you would fall in love with someone who was your father.
Right, yeah, Big Papa.
That's what I would say, but when you watch the movie, it makes sense, because the father's there, and he's a lover, but he just inspires his two brother and sister ships to get at it. It's a really hot moment when they're just smashing their hyperdrives together.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you get two pliers together and you kind of twist one 90 degrees and kind of smash them together a little bit?
Yes, I guess I can picture that, yeah.
Oh, yes, I can picture it too. Uh-oh. Temperature rising.
Let's put up a clip.
Showing clip from Big Papa Lover.
Oh, is it? Oh, your room was unlocked.
Oh, was it? Why did you come inside?
Oh, goodness, should I?
Oh, no, stop.
C-53,
no, turn it off.
I am blurring out the most objectionable parts of the film. This is still unacceptable.
Even though they're...
I don't think you can blur out how young Barge is.
No, stop. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Director's commentary. Let's hear the director's commentary.
This scene we really wanted to make sure that everyone knew they were brother and sister.
So, we have the same parents.
You and me.
Yeah. And Bargeri and Jade, I mean, she is just barely legal in this thing.
I can't believe you were just licensed as a ship with your license.
Okay, can we see? I think we got the gist of that. Really? C-53.
Yeah, you're just barely licensed, baby.
What does that mean exactly?
What, it means I was barely light? I don't understand. Why?
No, but aren't you like built and then...
Yes, when a ship is constructed, of course, it's not immediately sent out into space. It needs to get the proper license and certification before it is spaceworthy.
I had my final parts.
Oh.
Not to mention, a ship doesn't become a real fully blossomed ship until you smash a bottle of dust against its hull. Am I right, Bargy?
Yes, you know how it is.
You guys want to do dust and telecommunicate with our parents for an hour talking nonstop?
Nah, not really. Not really. I had a bad experience with dust a couple of weeks ago, and I don't feel like I'm probably going to do it again and again.
Hey, let's make prank phone calls.
All right!
I could, for instance, initiate a transmission to Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Let's prank Nermie.
Uh-oh, C-53 turning the whole thing around. I like this jucking guy over here.
I will
hit me up.
Disguise our call sign as a different ship.
Wow, I'm learning all these abilities that you have, C-53, that I never knew about.
B-69-420 is bringing out the cool side of C.
Yeah.
I feel I have always been very cool.
I mean, in a way, you've been very cool the way that, like a teacher is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, like when when your teacher's like...
Mentors are considered extremely cool.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Initiating transmission to Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Everybody get down.
Okay, all right.
Federated Alliance Mission Operations Department.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Junior Missions Operation Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Speaking, yes. Go for Bundeloy.
We have a delivery here for Junior Missions Operation Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Oh, wow, I didn't order anything. Can you tell me what might be in there?
Yes, it is over 51 metric tons of defecates. Now open your mouth to receive it.
Ceasing transmission.
That was
great.
No,
we killed it. We killed it.
Guys,
I would fucking love to fill that guy up with defecates.
Okay.
wait, here's an idea. Let's call the top.
The top of what?
Let's call the top of the top.
The Council of Seven?
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the top, baby. Let's get these mother juggers.
Wait, how are we going to...
Do you have their number?
Initiating transmission to Council of Seven.
You just press number one.
This is crazy. Can we do this?
Hello? Hello? You have reached the Council of Seven.
Hello. What is up, Council of Seven? I have some information that may be important to you.
Well, please share it.
Yes.
Junior Missions Operation Manager Nermit Bundeloy is currently neck deep in defecates.
Who?
Junior Missions Operation Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
I'm not sure that I know who that person is.
Search him on the database and determine whether or not this Nermit Bundeloy is chock full of defecates.
We're usually involved in a galactic governance kind of...
To be honest, this is a bit below our
multiple systems, yeah.
So is the galaxy running correctly?
So far, yes. We feel that it is.
Then why don't you catch it? End transmission!
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't hang up. How do we hang up?
Why are you still talking?
I just said end transmission. C-53.
Seizing transmission.
Oh, you left me hanging out there. Not too long, though. You know, just hanging a little, like a Tellurian genital.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yep, that's pretty true.
It is an accurate
famously small. Famously small.
You know, I can't believe I'm the one that's going to say this, but... Did you think Nermit's gonna get in trouble?
Oh, I hadn't thought about
it. It is a possibility.
I guess I am a little bit worried about that.
Do you guys want to play Trevian Roulette?
What is that?
Yes, we do.
I have this I-40 ion blaster model cat in here.
How did you get that?
He is a gun droid.
I'm a gun droid.
I sort of thought that was like if we had a gun, you'd know how to shoot it.
No, I brought one. I got an I-40 series ion cannon here. I can load it up with one ion capsule. It has 8 chambers, and we can pass it around, point it at our heads, and pull the trigger.
I don't know. P-69-420. This sort of seems like outside of the realm of like a roast droid.
Is this a bad time to mention that my ventilation system is full of dust?
Full of dust?
What?
The dust concentration in the atmosphere aboard the ship has increased tenfold.
Oh, that makes...
You're welcome, Juckers!
Wait, you did this?
I dropped a little dust into the O2 canister. Now we're flying.
That's a higher concentration than if we had just snorted it ourselves.
It is indeed. That's very true.
Yeah!
We're gonna live forever!
Let's play some Dravian roulette!
Let's do it! Who's going first? Who's going first?
I'm up first! Whoa!
Alright!
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
He aimed it right at his cube.
Oh, man, this really snapped
this
me back, guys.
This is a very sobering moment.
Hey, Bargy, could you shut off your ventilation system for just a second? Guys, listen.
Oh.
This is serious. We have to get rid of this droid.
If I may, Ambassador Dexter.
What?
We don't need to get rid of B69-420.
What do you mean?
We need to memorialize him.
Yeah.
He was a very special droid that brought happiness and fun into all of our lives. In this job, I don't get to spend a lot of time with other droids. And sometimes I worry I come off as very uncool.
That makes sense.
He made me feel very accepted.
You know, around him, you were a lot cooler.
Well,
as is the honor tradition, I want you to dismember all of his parts and put them into descending order.
I am deconstructing him now, separating his parts by his size.
Quick cue. Maybe we could keep, you know, the gun parts of him.
Technically, by Federated Alliance regulations, this gun falls under spare droid parts.
Really?
Well, it was originally part of a gun droid.
Thank you so much, C. I will never say you are uncool ever again.
Thank you.
I'm still chock full of dust.
Oh,
so
boy.
I'll do the final song as we run free.
Bounty, I'm ready to eject his miscellaneous parts into space.
Joke, yeah! It was a joke and bust! And now he's joking dead!
It is not just the dust talking, but that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
With an important announcement. The security of the messages we send here at the Rebellion is of the utmost importance. If even a single one of our transmissions were intercepted by the cruel Federated Alliance, it would mean certain death for our operatives. But if the idea of your private messages in the hands of complete strangers actually interests you, then boy, oh boy, do I have a podcast for you to check out. It's called Inbox. And it's a brand new show from the hilarious minds of Nicole Dressbell, writer on The Chris Gethard Show and Netflix's Wet Hot American Summer, and Matt Strop, Emmy award-winning sports TV writer. Would you let two strangers go through your most personal messages and broadcast them to the world? Well, that's what Nicole and Matt do every week, with some brave soul burying their inbox for all to hear, sharing embarrassing nicknames for significant others, reading unsent emails to crushes, and exposing their weird middle-of-the-night seamless orders. I can't imagine being on this show. I only communicate over this highly secure encrypted radio signal. Wait, this is encrypted, right? Anyway, check out Inbox on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your favorite shows. Stay strong, my rebels. Rufus Tittle out.
Oh, man, I have a wicked, wicked headache right now.
Ambassador Tech Center, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Nerm.
Hey.
Anything going on?
Stuff's good. I mean, members of the Council of Seven looked at my file.
And that makes you happy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is the lead up to something big. Like, they don't just look at Junior Missions Operations Manager's files if it's not like you're gonna get some kind of, like...
No, they would have no reason to do that.
I'm surprised they even knew who I am. I had hoped. I had been worried about this loader gun droid, but so what's the deal?
He is dead.
What?
Technically, it was suicide.
Yeah, so we don't have to file a form.
Right. Oh, man, this day really turned around.
Yeah, everything's really coming up nermy, huh?
Yeah. I'm gonna, you know, honestly, I'm gonna call my parents and I'm gonna have some seriously good news. They're gonna be like,
yeah.
Really rooting for you, Nermit.
Hey, I mean, who needs luck, right?
Don't discount the importance of luck.
Yeah, so.
Bye, Nermit.
I love you guys.
Ceasing transmission.
I know you've been worried about me, but okay, stuff has seriously turned around today.
Tell me your daddy and I are always worried about you.
I know.
You're always a disappointment.
No, well, listen, today, members of the Council of Seven looked at my profile today.
No,
my profile.
The Council of Seven, yes. Your profile.
Yes.
Really?
Isn't that
well,
amazing?
That's wonderful.
So, sorry, you know what? This is probably related to some big news.
Hey.
Hey, how's
yeah,
it going?
Yeah, I got a delivery from Junior Operations Manager Nermic Bundelay.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Yeah, this is 51 metric tons of defecate.
Did he just say defecate?
Mom and Dad, I'll call you back later. This is...
I'm just going to let it go. No! Oh, it's getting in your mouth.
Straight into his mouth.
Commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Diplomatic Relations and Protocol Droid, Stefy the Droid Repair Assistant, and Counselor Akuri were played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Junior Missions Operation Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Mutu the Droid Repairman and Counselor Tring were played by Winston Knoll. B69420 was played by special guest John Gabris. He has appeared in such shows and movies as Guy Code, Younger, and The Little Hours. He performs regularly with ASCAT at UCBLA, and you can listen to his podcast, High and Mighty. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. We welcome you to visit the Mission to Six website at missiontozix.space, where you can contact the crew, purchase status-raising merchandise, and get more info on our upcoming live events.
Wait, real quick pitch. Do you guys, while you're still dusting up, want to be like... Like, give me like a serious memorial, like where it was super tight in the last minute. Like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You guys should totally shoot him off into space.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.